I grew up in a small town rural community. Wasn't a whole lot to do. I would often find myself spending time with my brother and my cousins. On one particular weekend, I recall spending time with a couple of my cousins and my brother. We had one cousin that was absent. His name is John. And we sat around playing cards. We were reflecting on America's Funniest Home Videos, which was a big thing during that time. We decided it would be a good idea to have John star in a video. So we made a plan to take him out to a local road called Wolfrey Road. It's kind of a small town legend. We had a bridge that we would drive out to see. It was called Troll Bridge. The road was kind of windy and hilly, and it was one that kind of got your adrenaline going. So we figured it would be a good place to take John to try to scare him. And we wanted to capture it all on video because, you know, we can make maybe $10,000 from a video show that was out at the time. So we made a plan, had a couple of signal phrases. So one of them was, "Did you hear that?" And the other one was, "Did you see that?" So we made our plan, and we drove out 15, 20 minutes to Wolfrey Road. Just drove over the bridge, parked the car. We got out. We left the doors open because, you know, while we knew there wasn't anything out there, we're teenagers and we're scared of everything. So we wanted to make sure we could get back into the car and get out of there. So we got out there. We got out of the car. We walked over and started looking around the bridge. Keith, my other cousin, he was filming. And as we were looking downward underneath the bridge, someone said, "Did you hear that?" At which point that was Keith and I signaled to run for the car. As we had to be in the front seats, John, he was typically sat up front, but we wanted him in the back so we could film him. In the car at that time, we had our other cousin, Travis, who was hiding in the back. So he hid out in a hatchback with a big gorilla glove to scare John later on. So when Keith and I said, "Did you hear that?" and we were running back to the car, you could hear our feet hitting the pavement, and everyone else took off after us. So Keith and I got in, and Keith panned around to John, and I turned around and I said, "Did you see that?" And that was Travis's signal. He reached his gorilla hand up and just rested it on John's shoulder. John turned, and we watched this multiple times in slow motion, and you could just see his eyes. They got extremely large, his jaw dropped, and he let out a cry like you wouldn't believe a high school wrestler could let out, but he let it out, and he just had an absolute look of terror on his face. We died laughing. We cracked up. We laughed so hard that we cried.